A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Baba Metzia, Mem Aleph, Baba Metzia 41a, pagination is 81. We're starting on the facing page at the bottom, three lines into the white. Masnisin amafkid chavis etzal chaveru. A person entrusted a barrel to his friend to guard. Now, there's a very important law that colors the entire situation, and that's outlined in Reish Tzadi Beis Aleph, that Ein HaNifkad Rashai Lishloach Yod B'Pikadon. A person who's entrusted in an item is not allowed to use it. It may be obvious, but it needs to be articulated, because we're going to have a case where this person is moving it for his own purposes, perhaps, or in contrast to that, for the purposes of the barrel itself, because it was in a vulnerable place. So the Mishnah first says, "Velo yichdo lo bay lemakom." It's a case where the owner did not designate a place. V'tiltala, and the guardian moved it. V'nishtabra, and it broke. Imitoch yado nishbara, if while he was still involved with it, it broke, then it would depend. L'tzarko chayev, if he was moving it for his own benefit, he would be obligated to pay for it. L'tzarko potter, if he was moving it for the barrel's benefit, because it was in a vulnerable place, then he'll be potter, absolved. However, if he already put it back to its place, or to a place, because lo yichta lo bay lemakom, the owner did not designate a place, ben litzarko potter, no matter what, for its purpose, for his purpose, he's going to be potter. It's considered a return, according to this first part of the Mishnah, which we're going to find out is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that you can return something without notifying the owner. You simply return it, and it's considered returned. And therefore, again, if while you were dealing with it, it broke. So then it depends if you were doing it for you, Yechayev, you're doing it for the barrel. That's part of your being a guardian, to be careful, your potter. Once you returned it to a secure location, it's considered returned. And if then it broke, your potter, it was beyond your control. That's the start of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah, at first glance, seems like it's changing whether it's not designated, which was the first part of the Mishnah, to a case of designated location, which is the second part of the Mishnah. I'm sorry. In reality, the difference between the first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah is that the first part is Rabbi Shmuel and the second part is Rabbi Akiva. And as the Gemara will explain, the Mishnah was authored in a manner of extremes to make it clear that Rabbi Yishmael holds his opinion that it's considered returned, even if there was no designated place to return it to. Simply relinquishing your activity is considered a return, even though it's in any place in your house. The house of the guardian. Likewise, the case of Rabbi Akiva, the second case, is not really because it was yichido, because it was designated place, and we'll see, it's not considered a return. It's because Rabbi Akiva holds that you have to notify the owner in order to do a return. And the Mishnah was authored in a way to show how extreme Rabbi Akiva holds his position, even in a case of yichado, even in a case where the location was designated, and you returned it to that location, and I would think it's considered a return, Rabbi Akiva holds it's still not a return because you have to notify the owner. Let's see the text. Yichado lo habay l'makom, if the owner designated a place in the guardian's home, v'tiltala, and now the guardian moved it, v'nishpera, and it broke, ben mitoch yado, ben mishehinicha, doesn't matter, even after a return, so to speak, to its location, litzarko chayev, if he was moving it for his own purposes, he's going to be chayev, because, as Rashi says on the second line of our daf, d'midishakle, once he takes it, kom lebirshuse, it becomes his. It's considered stolen. V'hashava below yediyah lav hashava hi, and according to Rabbi Akiva, a return without notifying the owner is not considered a return. If, however, last words of the Mishnah, litzarka, you were moving it for the benefit of the barrel because it was in a vulnerable place, things changed. Maybe a window broke and now it's open. You have to move it to a different room. If you're moving it for its benefit, that's part of being a guardian. And potter, if it broke in that process, you would be potter. We pretty much summarized the first part of the Gemara. Let's skip on today's daf, Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, about 12 lines down, at the end of a line, Reisha Rabbi Yishmael v'Seifa Rabbi Akiva. The first part is Rabbi Yishmael, and the second part is Rabbi Akiva, which is unusual for a Mishnah to be authored in opposing views in the same Mishnah. And the Gemara answers, it is unusual, but in, that's correct. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan says, Man de mitargim li chavis aliba de chad tana, anybody who could explain the case of chavis, the Mishnah of chavis, according to one tana, meaning instead of explaining it, Rabbi Yishmael in the first part and Rabbi Akiva in the second part, they could figure out a way to make it consistent with one opinion only. Muvlina. Muvlana mone basre leve mesusa, I would carry his clothing behind him to the bathhouse as a means of honoring him, because I would have such respect for such a person who could do that and explain the Mishnah with one Tana alone. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that it's indeed two Tanaim, and we paskin like Rabbi Akiva in Choshen Mishpat Reish Tzadi Beis Vav Hamafkir Chavis Eitzel Chaveiro, a person entrusts a barrel to his friend, Ben Sheyichto Lo Abay Limakom, Ben Shelo Yichto Lo Makom, doesn't matter if he designated or didn't designate. And this is what we pointed out in the Mishnah, that during the first read of the Mishnah, a person would think that the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is whether a place was designated or not. And we see when it hits halacha, makes no difference if it's designated, if it's not designated. That's based on this Gemara. Either you hold like Rabbi Akiva or you hold like Rabbi Yishmael. It will really make no difference whether it's designated place or not. It was only looking to show you how extreme Rabbi Yishmael would hold his law that it's considered returned, even if there was no place designated for the return to be effective. It's still considered a return in the guardian's home. And Rabbi Akiva holds it's not considered a return, even if a place was designated and you returned it to that place, because return needs the knowledge of the owner to get it returned, because until that point, the guardian is considered a thief. V'tiltala litzarko, if the movement was for his benefit, v'nishpera, whether it's before he returned it, if after returned it, makes no difference. It's not considered a return. And therefore, chayev l'shalem, he'll be obligated to pay. the Gra in Sifkat and Tesvav indeed writes, Ki Rabbi Yochanan, we're understanding the Mishnah as Rabbi Yochanan understood it. The first part, Rabbi Yishmael, the second part, Rabbi Akiva. De Ukme Bitrei Tanoi, that he holds this Mishnah, is bringing two different views of the Tanoim. Uch Rabbi Akiva, and we will paskin like the second part of the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Akiva, the halacha kimo so, because when he argues on just one other Tana, we always paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.